We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. All right, we got a lot of people want to sound off on Steelers-Titans. Make your call. Who's going to win? Who's going to be the star? What concerns you? What doesn't concern you? 412-928-9370. Jay, you're first up this segment. Hey, Jay.
Thanks for taking my call. I think the Steelers win this weekend 23-17, and the surprise player will be Deontay Johnson. I think the Titans will try to focus on Claypool and Juju. That leaves him open to that star. Like you said earlier, that defense isn't that good. So he'll show you what he's capable of, because he hasn't really showed us this season being injured. So this is his breakout game.
Well, you know what, Jay? I don't think that's a bad call at all, man. And I just don't think Claypool – they can't allow Claypool to just – kill him like the last two teams did, right? They got to try to take him away. And don't forget about James Washington. Don't forget about Ebron. Ben has a lot of weapons, Jay. You know that.
Absolutely. And, you know, Washington, he's even capable of having a game or two showing what he can do.
I couldn't agree more, man. Jay, have a great day. Let's move on to Justin. Hey, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's a beautiful Friday. One last beautiful day, I think, before the weather turns, man. What do you got?
I think it's going to be a 30-27 game, Steelers, with the win. And I really got to praise Juju. I mean, he's coming out there. He's getting double teams so the other guys can get some good plays in. And I think knowing the Steelers, there's going to be some sneaky plays in there where Juju's going to get the ball.
Well, I don't know if they're going to be sneaky plays or not. I think they'd love to get him the ball a little more. He only had two catches for 6 yards last week. I would expect him to do a lot better this week, Justin, don't you?
Absolutely. With Claypool coming up now and everybody else, I mean, now there's more people to look at, and it'll open up Juju a little bit, and I think he'll do pretty good.
All right, Justin. Appreciate
the
call.
Think, defense,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I think our defense needs to play some good old smash-mouth football.
Well, they better, because Derrick Henry's going to bring it, man. Thank you. And that's the only way you stop them is by playing your good old-fashioned smash-mouth football. And the Steelers' defense has been up to that challenge this year, I think. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Hey, I think the score is going to be 28-20. I think the Steelers are going to win. First of all, I think the defense is going to play very well. I think they're going to rally to the ball. And I think our defensive ends, when they're trying to run Henry off the play action fake, the bootlegs, our outside backers are playing very well. And I think everybody keep worrying about Splane in the middle linebacker. I watched him last year in the preseason game when he took Holyfield's son and just freaking drove his neck all the way into the quarterback, all the way into his lap. I just could not believe it. And I was saying, I hope this guy makes the team. And that was last year in preseason. And I believe Tom and the guys really have confidence in this guy. And I think he's going to really play some really good Pittsburgh defense. I really do.
Well, Mark, thanks, man. I hope you're right. I don't care what he did in the preseason. I don't put a lot of stock in that. But I thought he was pretty good last week. You know, Bush got hurt late in the second quarter, and Spillane played the second half, and I thought he held his own very well. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're up.
And hey, Ron, how you doing? I was listening to you while I'm driving from work, but I feel like I think the Steelers could do their defensive, all the their edge rushers and the how they've been playing. I think they could be, that could be like the difference, because since Tennessee, if you can make them one dimensional, it can definitely help them to like shut you know, just shut them down like with the run and then make force them to pass. I don't think that I don't think they're so great at passing, but I haven't watched them enough.
Well, the thing is, Mike, is you got to really get ahead of them to force them to be one-dimensional. They're going to keep running the ball because that's what they do. Now, you get up 2 touchdowns, maybe 17 points. I just don't think a touchdown or 10 points is going to make them get away from it because they love to run the ball. That's what they do. And Tomlin talked about their just their demeanor, he said. And not only do they run the ball, if you do tackle Henry, he's always falling forward. You know, you never knock him back. He's falling forward to get that 1 yard extra, that 2 yards extra. So I don't think you're going to get away with making them one-dimensional unless you really build some kind of lead. All right, Brian is up. Hey, Brian, welcome.
How you doing? Thank you for taking
good,
the call.
Good, man.
I say Pittsburgh 27-17, and I want people to have a little faith in that defense. They're powerful. They're stout. Their secondary is top-notch. Spillane's no joke. Devin Bush is a huge miss for us, but I think Big Ben, with everybody back in a full arsenal, we're going to be all right.
All right, Brian, from your ear, from your lips to, you know, who the football god's ears, that's for sure. Thank you for the call. All right, we've had everybody picking the Steelers here. Is anybody out there like the Titans? I told you I was on with the Baltimore radio station. They said all their guys are picking the Titans. That's probably, they're probably hoping for that since the Steelers and Ravens are in the same division, but I can guarantee you the Ravens are going to be watching this game. They have the week off, and they're hoping it probably goes into overtime. The longer, the better. They want to see Tennessee take its toll physically on the Steelers. I'm sure in Baltimore they're rooting for Tennessee. 412-928-9370. The stage is yours when we come right back here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.